Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. James 5:16. Mother Claire began, Lord, I am here.
So I see.
Just a little worse for wear, but thankful for those who pray for you.
They are beautiful, Lord. Thank you.
A gift for my bride.
Yes, a most wonderful gift.
Thank you. As you have heard from my messenger, horrific things are happening around the world. Tragedy in Turkey. It is terrible, Claire. Children buried beneath the rubble. Parents calling out for them. Children calling out for their mothers. Heart-rending. Woe to those who have no conscience and operate weapons of mass destruction that eliminates thousands of people indiscriminately to gain the victory over their opponents. Yet many of the dead are in a better place than the living. This will continue as part of the initiative to rid the world of what they call useless eaters. They have no idea what they are doing, and it would take generations before they could see the harm that was done. Please pray for these poor victims. Lord, what is on your heart? There have been many attacks against you personally in order to try and stop the messages and especially our work together. But they shall not succeed, for my angels are watching over both of you. I know it is not easy, but you did the best you could have done. Ask the community to pray for you. This is the way I intended life on earth to be. Each person has others that come to their rescue in times of difficulty. I honor these community prayers very much. That is why you feel better. Here the Lord is talking about the fibromyalgia flaring up very severely and distracting me away from prayer. So I asked everyone to pray for me, and immediately I got better. The severe pain is gone. Jesus continued, This is how my body is to act. When someone is laboring and in pain, pray for them. I am building you up in faith in this healing gift so you may touch many others with no other hope. My special thanks to the sister who took on the commons basement. Daughter, you have done well to move ahead with this project, and I bless you for taking responsibility over it. I would like everyone who can assist her in finishing it off. We're getting somewhere, my spouse. He smiled. What he is referring to is our cleanup efforts. Thank you, Lord, for giving her the incentive and ability to clean that mess up. Thank you so, so much. See, you cannot do everything on your own. You need souls who see the need and are willing to labor to clean it up and put it in order. They are a good crew, and I thank them all for coming forward to make a difference. You are being watched by the government because people have spread many lies about you. There was a helicopter hovering over the house last night. However, they are not taking it very seriously. There are many reasons to suspect that it is only gossip. They are not stupid. It is in part a political issue. You are for President Trump. These days, that's enough to get you in trouble. And you hear my voice and live for me. That also is threatening to them. You do not have to be violent. You just have to be different and attract a following. Pray for them, Claire, and just continue to be faithful to your everyday duties, but with a bit more cheer. I am watching over you for the good.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you, dear family, and thank you for continuing to pray for us as we pray for all of you.